Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Anne Baldwin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Connection. I am Anne Baldwin, one of your co-hosts, joined by
Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, the CEO of The Connection.
And it's great to have you back. I know it's, you know, been a nice summer. You had a little time off. We did a couple of shows without you, but we missed you.
I missed you too. Happy to be back.
Yeah, we're getting some great feedback on these programs, Lisa, I got to tell you. And, you know, the good work that The Connection does and all the resources. We've covered a lot of topic areas, but I'm excited too about today's topic because, you know, we hear from our listeners on this program and they want to hear the real stories of the real people behind some of the issues that we all face, right?
Exactly. I think that what's really important is to bring forward on our show not only the work that Connection does, but the most important thing are the folks who receive services and the amazing work that they do to, you know, get back on track and get their lives in order and be productive citizens. And we like to bring these issues forward to educate Connecticut citizens on the type of issues that we're faced with right now.
And one of the topic areas that we're going to cover today is the START program that is offered by The Connection. And we have with us Artemis. And Artemis is a 22-year-old transgender woman. And thank you for being here on the program. And thank you for having the courage to put a face and a voice. We can see the face, but at least a voice on this program to what it is that we're talking about. So thank you for being here.
Happy to be here. It's always great to be able to share my story.
And what is your story? Let's kind of start, you know, from the beginning. What happened, as they say?
Yeah, so I've struggled my whole life with mental illness, but that, along with trying to figure out what my identity, my, you know, who I am and why I'm here, and finally realizing at 17 that I was transgender. It's been a rocky climb. It's been a little difficult, but I've struggled with homelessness, not directly because of my gender identity or sexuality, but those definitely played into that kind of thing.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. Did you have family support, or how does somebody in their teens, I guess, end up homeless?
Yeah, so I didn't end up homeless until I was 18.
Okay,
but my family, you know, I love them to death. They're fantastic, and we've really been repairing our relationship as of late. But it was definitely something that caused a lot of turbulence in the house. It was something that everybody needed to get used to again. And it, you know, there were little things, you know, everyday little things that just stack up until, you know, finally it bursts. And that's kind of what happened. You know, I was a stupid kid and, you know, I was getting into drugs, you know, trying to cope with my mental illness, but ultimately that ended up being the straw that broke the camel's back, and I ended up out on my own.
You know, Lisa, what Artemis speaks about, you know, there's a lot of folks out there, you know, whether it's, you know, your sexual identity, or whether it's mental abuse, or, you know, in my case, substance abuse, like Artemis, that are out there. And so, you know, we talk about the multifaceted approaches of the connection. So talk a little bit about, with Artemis's story, how this fits into some of the programs that you offer.
The reason why it fits in is because we accept people for who they are. We meet them where they are. And when folks come in, we ask them to, so to speak, empty that suitcase of who they are. And we sort through that and work with them to get their issues in order and to move forward. We're not judgmental. We care about people irregardless of their sexuality or what their really what their issues are, because what we see, and I see in Artemis, is an extremely strong transgender woman who is here today to talk about her story and has changed her life and is on the right track right now. And it's been, I'm sure, difficult. And the courage and the strength always amazes me with you, Artemis, but also all the thousands of clients that we see, that they're able to really come in and make these changes that are extremely difficult. And it takes a lot of courage. And what I always see with all of our clients, which I think is so amazing to me, that really touches my heart in the work that I've done all these years, is that these folks are survivors. And while perhaps they didn't have the ability or support to make the right decisions because they weren't offered that or didn't feel worth that, it's the stamina and the ability to continue to survive. I almost wonder most of the time, for all these years and every story that I've heard, I'm always so moved. And I think to myself, the courage and the strength, I don't think that I could have done these things that our clients and consumers have really dealt with. So what the connection does, again, is we take people for who they are at face value. There is no judgment, and we work with them to whatever they need to sort of meet their needs and set them forward.
So Artemis, let me ask you the question. How does a person go from homelessness to finding a program like the START program at The Connection? How did that happen? Did you find it, or did it find you?
Yeah, it was really a case where it found me. I was in an intensive outpatient program at the hospital, the Institute of Living, and then gosh, I mean, this was 2 years ago now. It's almost like it's really foggy, but I had just ended up homeless, and people, you know, the people there who are just the friendliest bunch of people you ever met, really pulled a lot of strings and went out and looked for kind of opportunities for me.
Right fit.
Yeah, the right fit.
You know, it's interesting, Artemis, because you say it seems, you know, it was 2 years ago and it's so foggy to you. And I flash back to my recovery, and from the detox to the recovery center, it's been 6.5 years. But even, you know, a couple years in, it seems like it was forever ago, right? Mm-hmm. Because you make such huge steps forward. And if you can keep making those huge steps forward, that's what really counts. But it's, you know, people say to me, I'll go, I don't even remember detox. I don't even remember. I just remember walking around, you know, in a place that reminded me of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's what I remember, mm-hmm. you know. So, I mean, but that says a lot. That shows a lot of movement forward, because they did access the right program for you at The Connection, which is the START program. So what is the START program, Lisa?
START program is a program that is for young adults who are struggling with homelessness, need housing supports, and really need to get their life, you know, back on track. And folks come in and they get their own apartment, and they have wraparound intensive case management services. And we're really so proud of this program. And I think Artemis is a striking example of the success of how the program works. But what I would really love to do is to, Artemis, can you tell Ann and I and our listeners how the START program has assisted you and sort of the growth that you've seen, and what have you been able to do when you came in to the program?
Well, it's really been a life changer and a lifesaver. I don't know what I would have done without the START program, because the START program offered me this level of stability that I could not have found anywhere else. Worrying where you're going to be sleeping night to night, and worrying, you know, where are you going to get food, and, you know, it's the silliest thing. You know, sometimes you even have to wonder, where am I going to heat up my food, you know? And so the START program has really made it so that I have options, that I have this ability to go out and do what I decide that I want to do, and have the support behind me to allow me to do it.
So you have a caseworker?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so talk a little bit about that. How does that work? So someone assigns you an individual that works with you. So how important is that kind of support and that kind of, you know, someone that really becomes, I would assume, like a life partner for you, right?
Yeah, so having a caseworker in the START program is, it's kind of the keystone. It's I would say the most important part of the START program is this constant being, you know, checked in with, and having, you know, setting goals with your caseworker and keeping track of your budget with your caseworker. And they're really there for you in every way that you could possibly need.
Okay, we got to stop, because I got to just, in full disclosure, your caseworker is sitting here.
Yes, she is.
And what's her name?
Melissa. Melissa Nzinga.
Melissa is here. And, you know, I only wish the people out there listening could see, you know, the smile on Melissa's face and the pride and the joy in her face, because together you two have accomplished so much.
Yeah, right? Absolutely, we have.
And you're not done.
Nope, what's not quite.
What are you working on now?
So I'm just about to finish an A+ IT and networking certification. We're also working right now on an application for disability, and looking at options for housing and that kind of thing. You know, I would say, as gracious as it is that they say that my story is a success story, it's certainly not the ideal success story. Other people in the connection have managed to, you know, find jobs and really become absolutely stable and independent. And that's something that's unfortunately not within my ballpark right now, at least in the time that I've been allotted. But it's still, I think, been very important. And I think of myself as a success, even though many people might not say.
Absolutely. And who cares what other people say? You know, that's one of the things, you know, that your success is based on what your goals and objectives are, and what Melissa's goals and objectives are. And someone's going to always say, oh, you could have done this or could have done that, or why aren't you doing this, or wait, you know what? Mm-hmm. Go to hell. That's what I say to these people, because you know what? It's not for them to judge. Look at how far you've come in the time that you've been involved in the program, the START program at the Connection. And if you're just tuning in, again, we're talking with Artemis, who is a 22-year-old transgender woman and is quite lovely, I might add. And just, I get just such a good vibe, you know, from you. And isn't it, hopefully it's becoming more okay to do what Artemis has done and to get the support that you need to be what you need to be and to get to where you want to be. Right, Lisa?
Absolutely. I think you're a huge success. I'm not just saying that. I think success is measured for everyone, you know, differently. And, you clearly have a strong bond with your lovely caseworker right here who's beaming. And I really, and that's the point, Anne, when you asked me the question before is, you know, why the connection, why the programs? And it's this connection here, no pun intended, that we're talking about between two individuals who come together for a common goal to work together on something. And I think that's what's so lovely about the staff that we have, because they're so, they really are committed to the work. It's difficult work and they're committed to it and they're passionate. And I see this, I feel and see this bond here between these two gals.
So. You know, and you said you were at the Institute of Living, right?
Yes, I am.
So the Institute of Living, because they had the resources that they pointed you to. But the other thing I think it's important to say, Lisa, too, is that, you know, the resources came to Artemis, but there are resources and there are programs at the Connection that you out there listening, if you know someone who's struggling, whether it's, you know, they're incarcerated now and they're coming back into the community, or it is substance abuse issues, or, you know, mental health issues, or sometimes it's a combination of all the above and there's so much more, there are resources for you to be proactive and go find those resources. And if you're looking for that, the website is TheConnectionInc.org. That's TheConnectionInc, all one word, .org. And that's where you can go and get all the information as far as the website goes.
True. And for more information about the STARTS program, you can contact the program's referral line at area code 860-878-4042. Again, more information about the START Youth Program, you can contact the program's referral line at 860-878-4042 or at youthoutreach@theconnectioninc.org. Again, youthoutreach@theconnectioninc.org.
Artemis, where do you think you would be today if things didn't fall into place the way they have for you?
In all seriousness, I'd probably be dead. I wouldn't be around anymore. It's without that kind of support, not only with the Connection, but through the Institute of Living, I don't think I would have made it this far. So when I say it's been a lifesaver, I mean that quite literally.
And, you know, this is the voice of someone who just said if they didn't have these resources, they probably wouldn't be here. And here we are in a time of budget cuts and people in their ignorance, and this is my opinion, not anybody else's, not understanding the importance of these programs. You know, whether it's the Institute for Living, where, you know, they get bad press because they focus on the things that, you know, might not be going perfectly. But what about the success stories? What about the people like Artemis? What about the programs like The Connection, where you've got a thriving young woman here now with goals and objectives and the future ahead of her, and yet people don't get it? So that's why it's so great that you've agreed to come on the show. And I know it's not easy, right, Lisa?
No, not at all.
It's not. And I know it took courage and strength for you to come into this building and sit in front of a microphone and sit face to face with us and tell your story. And I can't tell you how valuable that is. And I hope it sinks into the people that are doubters, that are naysayers. Can you imagine if this person sitting across from us wasn't here because she didn't get...
No. And the reality is that there are so many young adults, youth that are out there right now that are couch surfing and are lost and need to find a place and a program and get help. And I'm hoping that there's folks out there listening that realize that you're not alone. Make the first step. You're strong. Call us up and we will assist you and get you on the right path. If nothing else, if it's not our program, we're going to refer you to another program in Connecticut where you can get help. So I don't always feel that we're a one-stop shopping. We will help whoever calls us, and if we don't have the service, we're going to connect
you people. Find it.
Absolutely.
That's why you have these strategic partnerships.
Right. That's exactly
with
right.
All these different, you know, if they can survive and if they keep getting funded, you know, that's what this is all about. It's a collaboration.
It is.
You know, depending on your issue or your issues, you know, it's a combination of things. That's why you need all these resources together. There aren't too many. There's not enough.
Well, I think that definitely I know that the Connection and other organizations are committed right now in being solution focused despite of what's happening at the state budget, and we're committed to do this type of work and to serve the, you know, Connecticut's most vulnerable, irregardless of what their services are. And we're all going to be working on coming together and figuring it out during difficult budget time. And I'm not going to get on a soapbox because I'm grateful for the services that we do have, and we'll continue to collaborate and make sure that folks like Artemis and other people that need our services or other services in Connecticut, we're going to, you know, help you and get you on the right path. And we're all committed to do that, irregardless of the budget or not. So we're going to just move forward and stay as positive as we can. And,
that's all you can do.
This is why we do. This is why I come to work and the staff come to work, is because we're so blessed to have folks like Artemis who come to our doors and to really help them, because we want. This is why we do it.
Artemis, what was it like out there when you were homeless, when you were on the streets, when you were didn't know where to turn or where to go? What was it like?
It was really hard, you know. Obviously, it was really hard, but it was the dead of winter. I was sleeping in my car, which, you know, I was absolutely blessed to have a car to sleep in, you know, something that locks. You know, that to be able to keep all my stuff in, you know, you really start to appreciate the simple things, you know, when you're homeless, little things like that. It was really difficult on a day-to-day basis trying to figure out, you know, if I could sleep in like on someone's couch or something, and if I was going to eat that day, you know. I lost all kinds of crazy weight while I was homeless. And, you know, looking at me today and looking at me back then, you know, there's a visible difference. You know, looking at me now, there's this, you know, much happier and, you know, filled out person. And you just didn't get that when, you know, when I was out there.
Where'd you get your money?
I worked a few temp jobs. Mm. You know, it was difficult to hold a job because I never knew where I was going to be sleeping at night, and I never knew if I was going to be able to have a shower or brush my teeth or, you know, all kinds of little things that we take for granted. But, you know, I found a way. And yeah, I don't even, I can't even remember where I got my money sometimes. It's somehow
it's day to day survival, right?
Yeah. Somehow I had enough.
You managed.
I managed, you know, I've always been good at keeping a budget, and yeah.
You just make it work.
You make it work.
So what does life look like today?
A lot better. I'm still in intensive outpatient therapy, but so that's what I do most of the time during my days. And outside of that, you know, I study for my final exam for my IT and networking certification, and you know, I try to spend time with friends. It's nice to be able to have the ability to just, you know, call someone up and just hang out and not have to, you know, try to beg them to stay on the couch or anything like that.
You know? You have real relationships now.
Yeah.
You know, and what about the peer-to-peer support? I would imagine that that's probably another component of what you've experienced, is that, you know, when people that aren't perfect. There are people out there that think they are, but I got news for you, nobody is. But people that come together, and how important, or have you also called upon that peer-to-peer support? And do you support others now, knowing what you know today?
I do my absolute best to really be there for people. I love to give my friends advice. You know, anytime anybody needs help, you know, I try to be there. And that's kind of why I come to these kinds of things, where I really put my story out there, is because I just really want to help.
So you believe in getting out there and speaking out about, you know, what you've gone through, because like for me, I put a face and a voice on my recovery. You're putting a face and a voice on what you've been through and giving people courage, strength, and hope, right?
Right. Yeah. I do my absolute best to be able to give back to the community, to be able to give back to my friends and be able to kind of be a support for people who are struggling. You know, that's what I do with my work, is I work in research specifically around youth homelessness, because I think that that's just so valuable to really work on.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
What's the future look like for you? What's next?
Oh, goodness. That's a big question. I hope that I can continue to work in my research and be able to advocate for people who've been in similar situations as me. And at the same time, I'm also, on a personal level, trying to get to a point where I feel like I can love myself and feel okay with who I am and what I am and be okay.
I mean, that, what else could you ask for? And it sounds like you're well on your way to accomplishing just that. We've got a few minutes left. And again, if you're just tuning in and you want more information on the program that's offered, the START program, there is a referral line, right? And I'm assuming everything is confidential and you can yes. call this number, 860-878-4042. And at least pick up the phone and start there.
Exactly.
And then you've got people on the other end that deal with us every day, that know if where to point you, what direction to get you in. But, you know, don't wait until it's too late, right, Artemis? Because too late may be too late.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, I mean, I just think it's important for any kind of issue. Just, you know, that's what we have professionals for. That's what we have folks that we surround ourselves with that, you know, can help us get to that point. Lisa, we got about a minute left. Any final thoughts?
I am so grateful that Artemis joined us today to talk about her story, and the strength and courage that you've shown is amazing, and look forward to having you back on the show to talk to us about how things are going for mm-hmm. you. And I really appreciate you reaching out to our listeners today and sending a message and letting them know that there are options and that there are people who are here to help them.
Artemis, what are your final thoughts? What do you want to say to people out there listening?
Exactly that. There's help out there. You can find that help, and sometimes that help will find you. But nobody's out there alone. Nobody's doing this alone. You know, so you can do it.
You can do it.
That's right.
And as I like to say, when people say to me, good luck, I say no. Continued success.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. What a show. Thank you so much for being here, Artemis. Lisa, you know, what a great conversation. Hopefully we help some people out there listening today. And speaking of our listeners, thank you for listening to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Once and another by